يسألك أهل الكتاب أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء فقد سألوا موسى أكبر من ذلك فقالوا أرنا الله جهرة فأخذتهم الصاعقة بظلمهم ثم اتخذوا العجل من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات فعفونا عن ذلك وآتينا موسى سلطانا مبينا.
The people of the book now ask of you to have a book come down on them from heaven. Indeed, they had asked of Moses, peace be upon him, even greater things than this. For they said, make us see Allah with our own eyes. Whereupon a thunderbolt suddenly smote them for their wickedness. Then they took to worshipping the calf after clear signs had come to them. We forgave them and conferred a manifest commandment upon Moses, peace be upon him.
وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَهُمُ الطُّورَ بِمِيثَاقِهِمْ وَقُلْنَا لَهُمُ ادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ لَا تَعْدُوا فِي السَّبْتِ وَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ لَا تَعْدُوا فِي السَّبْتِ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا.
And we raised the mount high above them and took from them a covenant to obey the commandment and ordered them, enter the gate in the state of prostration. And we said to them, do not violate the law of the Sabbath, and took from them a firm covenant. Enter the gate in the state of prostration.
See Al-Baqarah 2:58-9.
فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم وكفرهم بآيات الله وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق وقولهم قلوبنا غلف بل طبع الله عليها بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا.
They have incurred Allah's wrath for their breaking the covenant and their rejection of the signs of Allah and for slaying prophets without right and for saying, our hearts are wrapped up in covers, even though, in fact, Allah has sealed their hearts because of their disbelief, so that they scarcely believe. Our hearts are wrapped up in covers.
Whenever the messengers of God tried to admonish the Israelites, they said point blank that no matter what argument or evidence the former might adduce in support of their message, they would remain unmoved.
وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا.
And for their going so far in disbelief as uttering against Mary a mighty calumny.
وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهُ مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا.
And they're saying, we slew the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him, the messenger of Allah. Whereas, in fact, they had neither slain him nor crucified him. But the matter was made dubious to them, and those who differed about it, too, were in a state of doubt. They have no definite knowledge of it, but merely follow conjecture, and they surely slew him not. And they're saying, we slew the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him, the messenger of Allah.
Their criminal boldness had reached such proportions that they even attempted to put an end to the life of the person whom they themselves knew to be a prophet, and subsequently went around boasting of this achievement. Were we to refer to the Surah Maryam 19:16-40, along with the relevant notes, it will be clear that the Jews recognized Jesus to be a prophet, peace be upon him. Despite this, they carried out the crucifixion of someone who, in their belief, was none other than Jesus. Peace be upon him.
But the matter was made dubious to them.
This verse categorically states that Jesus, peace be upon him, was raised on high before he could be crucified, and that the belief of both the Jews and the Christians that Jesus, peace be upon him, died on the cross is based on a misconception. Before the Jews could crucify him, God raised Jesus, peace be upon him, up to the heavens. The person whom the Jews subsequently crucified was someone else rather than Jesus, someone who, for one reason or another, was mistaken as Jesus, peace be upon him.
But Allah raised him to himself. Allah is Almighty, All Wise.
وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا.
There are none among the people of the book but will believe in him before his death, and he will be a witness against them on the day of resurrection. There are none among the people of the book but will believe in him before his death.
The text lends itself to two meanings. We have adopted the first meaning in our translation. If we accept the alternative meaning, the verse would mean, there is no one among the people of the book who, before his death, will not believe in Jesus, peace be upon him.
فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا.
Thus, we forbade them many clean things which had earlier been made lawful for them, for the wrongdoing of those who became Jews, for their barring many from the way of Allah. We forbade them many clean things which had earlier been made lawful for them.
This may refer to the regulation mentioned in Surah Al-An'am 6:146, that all beasts with claws and the fat of both oxen and sheep were prohibited to the Jews. It might also refer, however, to the highly elaborate set of prohibitions found in Judaic law. To restrict the choice of alternatives in a people's life is indeed a kind of punishment for them.
وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَا وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا.
And for their taking interest, which had been prohibited to them, and for their consuming the wealth of others wrongfully. As for the unbelievers among them, we have prepared a painful chastisement.
لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما.
Those among them who are firmly rooted in knowledge and the believers, they believe in what has been revealed to you and what was revealed before you. Those who truly believe, establish the prayer and pay zakah, firmly believe in Allah and in the last day. To them, we shall indeed pay a great reward.